Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We're joined by Michael Cutler, a man who has devoted decades of his life to protecting our country, prominently in senior positions in the Immigration and Naturalization Services. He is these days a senior fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization and a very active contributor to the public policy debate, both through his writings at places like Front Page Magazine and Family Security Matters, and not least, as the host of his own radio program on Blog Talk Radio, the Michael Cutler Hour. It's good to have him with us for a few minutes at least. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
I'd like to start, Michael, by talking a little bit with you concerning what the president has done most recently in terms of refining, changing, modifying, some might say even eviscerating, the so-called travel ban that he enunciated at the beginning of his administration, then revised subsequently in the face of a lot of judicial pushback. What's your current reading on the president's exercise of his authority to protect our borders by restricting people who are allowed into the country?
Well, you know, I wish the president would stop calling it a travel ban. It's a term that the media came up with. The actual name of the so-called travel ban is Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. Maybe the title doesn't roll off the tongue, but it certainly makes its purpose very clear.
And something that is consistent with his responsibilities as president to do.
And as commander-in-chief. Let's not forget that. And so the idea that we allow enemy combatants, spies, and terrorists to easily gain entry into the United States runs contrary to that important mission of national security. But what he has done, and it's remarkable to me that the ACLU and CARE said it's window dressing, this is just about Islamists, which is crazy, he's added North Korea, Venezuela, and Chad to the list. Chad is a failed state. The Brits have actually removed their embassy from Chad, and our State Department warns Americans to be very wary about entering that troubled country. So there's no way to vet people coming out of Chad, number one. Number two, Venezuela, we know, has been working in close cooperation with Iran. Iran, of course, the parent organizations for Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations. We know that there are terror training camps in the border region, the tri-border region of Brazil, where it abuts with Paraguay and Argentina, which again gets us back to why we need a border wall, but it also explains why there are concerns about people from Venezuela, because we know that there are Iranians entering every week, Iranian shock troops flying directly into Caracas from Tehran.
And getting passports in Venezuela as well.
Yeah, and then you look at North Korea, and certainly these crazy people, or their leaders, I don't know how you want to define them, but their goal, apparently, is to do damage to the United States, whether it's by putting spies in our country or saboteurs here. You know, missiles are high-tech wheelbarrows. They're just a way of delivering a weapon. And it would be no less of a coup for them if, God forbid, they could get weapons across our borders or by creating weapons once in the United States or doing other damage to us. So clearly, the focus isn't on a religion. It's on national security. And by the way, if the president was trying to ban Muslims from the United States, he's doing a lousy job. He didn't include Indonesia, which is the most populous Muslim country, Muslim-majority country on the planet.
Michael, this is really an important point. I think that in my own view of this is that there is a need for him to be filtering out people who, as he once put it, don't share our values by virtue of their desire to bring here Sharia. But that is now clearly, if it's in the mix at all, it is much subordinated to the rest of these, sort of restrictions. But I'm afraid we're missing something here.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to make a quick point in the limited time that we have. For the courts to say that if people have bona fide relationships in the United States, that is to say they have family members, they're coming for a job, they're coming as students, that's lunacy. If you look at the Tsarnaev brothers, they were part of a family that falsely got political asylum by lying about credible fears to return to Russia. We legalized them. They immediately went back to Russia. Clearly, they were lying. It also would involve the San Bernardino attack, where it was a fiancé who apparently spurred her American spouse-to-be to commit that terrible terrorist attack. We've seen it time and again. We've seen students come here. and then seek to use their status as students to learn how to better kill us and then carry out terrorist attacks?
You're making my point. I think this really argues for a much more rigorous screening system, and I think an ideological filter that screens out those who seek to impose this anti-constitutional program of Sharia on us is eminently sensible. Michael, we're going to run out of time, as you say. Let me quickly turn to another area of mutual concern. You've been working with Californians for Population Stabilization. The government of the state of California has now endorsed making the whole state a sanctuary that would be, destabilizing the population, I would argue, among other things. Talk a little bit about what they've done and its implications.
Well, I just wrote my most recent article for Front Page Magazine was California poised to provide sanctuary to alien criminals and terrorists. And, you know, it's remarkable the use of language going back to Jimmy Carter to no longer use the term alien to declare anybody who's a foreign national an immigrant. So they're saying, well, we're going to protect the immigrants from immigration authorities. The terminology is a contradiction in concept. It's under our immigration laws that we admit more lawful immigrants than the rest of the world combined. As an immigration inspector, which I did at the beginning of my career for 4 years, I admitted many more aliens into the United States than I denied entry to. And I spent a year as an adjudications officer. I approved many more applications for green cards than I denied. The true immigrant needs no protection from immigration law enforcement if they're abiding by the law. That what they do need protection from are criminals and terrorists who set up shop within their ethnic immigrant communities, and not just from Latin America, but from all over the world, because human nature is human nature.
Right, and so do the rest of us, by the way.
Absolutely, but my point is, if they're talking about protecting the immigrants, the true immigrants are at greatest risk of violence from the criminal element within their ethnic immigrant communities, but that somehow seems to escape detection, also escaping the coverage, is the fact that even illegal aliens who provide actionable intelligence to law enforcement can be granted visas to remain in the United States and even bring family members here. There's no better way of protecting these people than to have them cooperate with immigration. What they're doing in California and in sanctuary cities around the country is to crippling any efforts at immigration law enforcement, which, as the 9/11 Commission pointed out, were key to national security and preventing the entry and embedding of terrorists.
Yeah. And to the extent that the state of California now has formally instituted this arrangement, Michael, is it reasonable to expect that we will see, indeed, more criminal, illegal aliens in that state? And what is to keep them in that state? I mean, they obviously will enjoy sanctuary there, but you've been warning all of us that people migrate to other parts of the country and making all of us, as you said, I think on many occasions on our program and elsewhere, border states for that matter.
Well, we have 50 border states. First of all, most terrorists don't enter the United States through our porous borders, land borders, but through international airports with visas, or under the insane visa waiver program, or by stowing away on ships. You know, every state is a border state. When a community welcomes in aliens who are here illegally, some of them may just be looking to work, which creates enough problems by itself, but so many are fugitives from justice in other countries. They're violent, wanted for heinous crimes. They might be coming here to carry out a terrorist attack. And the point is that we spend over $14 billion a year on customs and border protection. If it doesn't matter how you come here, then why are we bothering with the charade of inspecting passengers on international airline flights or putting up the border patrol? If you can get past the border patrol, now you're home free. That kind of madness, when I last testified before the Senate and I talked back then about the Obama policies, I said that it had effectively fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. And for those folks, the border of the United States is the finish line. California is aiding, abetting, inducing, and encouraging illegal immigration and shielding and harboring aliens who shouldn't be here. If you or I did that as civilians, we'd be committing a felony. I hope the administration finds an aggressive strategy to stop the lunacy.
Begin prosecuting others for criminal activity, including those in government. Much more to talk about with you, Michael Cutler. We have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you for the terrific work you're doing, notably, but not exclusively, at Front Page Magazine and Family Security Matters, but also with us as well as in your own radio program. Check it out at Blog Talk Radio. Michael, thanks. Join us again soon, if you would. Next up, we'll talk with Diana West about, well, among other things, Roy Moore's success in Alabama last night and what it might mean for Donald Trump and us. That and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.